Just a few days before Christmas, two women stood in a department store looking at a large display of the manger scene with clay figures of the baby Jesus, Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, the wise men, and the animals. Disgustedly, one woman said, "Look at that! The church trying to horn in on Christmas." Tragically, that joke is old, and most of this country's loud-mouthed leaders seem to have even less wisdom than that woman. For now, the problem isn't trying to keep Christ in Christmas. Now the problem is saving Christmas itself. And of keeping churches alive and not forced to shut down by tyrannical governments who deem strip clubs essential businesses. While other authorities have been advising people staying in their own homes to cancel Christmas altogether. The very thought is ridiculous and inconceivable. Some states have been seeking neighborhood snitches to call the authorities on scofflaws. Communist genocide seem nipping at our very heels. Shocking to baby boomers, maybe less so to millennials. But in view of God's written word, it shouldn't be surprising at all. Perhaps justifiably astonishing is the speed these changes in our circumstances have swept over us. In our defense, our perspective is limited since we're so engrossed in the mundane minutiae of daily living, not noticing monumental changes that are pushing us ever farther from the Savior. The forces are so enormous that our entire lives are moved, along with everything and everyone else around us, such that we don't see that the universe is changing under our feet because the floors of our houses are still there, while the foundations have shifted, so we're no longer living in the same land and culture we grew up in, metaphorically speaking. In fact, these malign spiritual forces have been working on this earth from time immemorial. The Bible explains little of how the world has rotted away over the millennia, but it does give brief facts and descriptions that our modern, secularly influenced worldview totally miss or momentarily find puzzling, but then ignore. And when we read the Holy Scriptures now, we're so far removed from the times and world that the people in Bible times knew, we are doubly disadvantaged in really knowing how everything has come to be what it is now. The people in Lord Jesus' day were 3,000 and 4,000 years removed from the origins of so much we're having to deal with, but we are having to sift through 2,000 more years of misinformation, fake news, historical revisionism, and deception, all demonically inspired. In a way, it's a wonder we still have any reasonable grasp on the real history of the world at all. Our brother, Apostle Paul, mentioned in passing to the Galatians in 4:8, "Before you Gentiles knew God, you were slaves to so-called gods that don't even exist." How true. But behind all those so-called gods are demonic entities masquerading as all kinds of deities. With the devil's sanction, they appear, deceive, hoodwink, mislead, and distract everyone gullible enough to fall for their parlor tricks and low-level supernatural miracles. Recall the magicians of Egypt who were able to duplicate many of the miracles God performed through Moses in Pharaoh's court. This is not just sleight of hand. These spiritual beings, fallen angels and such, possess demonic power. Revelation warns us in many places, as does our Lord Jesus in Matthew 24, 24 and 25, "For false messiahs and false prophets will rise up and perform great signs and wonders so as to deceive, if possible, even God's chosen ones. See, I have warned you about this ahead of time." I saw this firsthand years ago in Japan, where a young man, obviously harboring evil spirits, performed tricks that amazed passers-by, such as making a coin become embedded into a glass tabletop. It was sheer magic. Interestingly, if a Christian got close, he was suddenly unable to perform any miracles and would flee the room. Talk about the restraining power of the Holy Spirit within us. Truly, the demonic principalities and powers of Satan have been captive on the earth since being cast out of heaven and wreaking havoc on earth ever since. Adam was supposed to take dominion over them, but, well, he too fell under the deception of a serpent, and the rest is history. But Father God knew all of this would happen, and his plan of salvation was already in motion from before time began. So just as God's plan was progressing, so too did the enemies of God try one thing and then another, all in Satan's ultimate plan to usurp God, or failing that, to gather as many people who would worship him to spite Father Creator God. The devil's most powerful underlings rule over entire nations and regions of the earth. Recall his temptation of Lord Jesus, telling the Savior that he would give all of the world's nations, riches, and glories to the Lord if the Lord would just bow down and worship him. Of course, that was never going to happen. These wicked spirits played tricks, performed the occasional miracle to enthrall and snare humanity away from the knowledge of the true God to worship worthless idols. They took on names, temporarily revealing themselves as this or that god or goddess. One of the most recognizable and traceable through the mists of history is an unclean spirit or team of spirits who likes to impersonate the female gender. It's quite likely that she was the evil inhabiting the wicked Queen Jezebel. But clearer than that, this spirit has alias goddess personalities the world over. In Acts 19, she is named Artemis and was proclaimed the great goddess Artemis of the Ephesians. The Romans renamed her Diana. This spirit is behind many idols in India, Persia, even as far away as Japan, where she is called Amaterasu Omikami, the sun goddess. Even that name is similar to Artemis. There, she is supposedly the ancestress of Japan's imperial line, and each new emperor during their enthronement ceremonies spends one night in total darkness, supposedly communing with her to be somehow indwelt by her in order to rule. This is all evidence of just how long there's been a demonic world government. For in our own day, because of technological advances, the dark powers and principalities now have a global structure of human rulers more numerous and far-reaching than ever before. I call it the global aristocracy. One cannot be a true Christian and a member of this global aristocracy. The aristocracy will expel any who disobeys their rules. Contemporary case in point, President Donald John Trump. This ruling class has tentacles just about everywhere in our society and the world. That is why there is such a sameness of the news and views all around the world. For the moment, Chinese President Xi Jinping is a member of the aristocracy. However, he is starting to get too big for his britches. If he continues on, at some point, he will become a liability to the global aristocracy and be pushed out of the way. For the global aristocracy is simply the human instrument of Satan laying the groundwork for Satan's supreme ruler, the Antichrist. There have been and are many Antichrists, but this final supreme one looks to be ready to appear within even the next few decades. But God knows all of this. President Trump's election in 2016 was a miracle of God, which caught the global aristocracy off guard, for they didn't believe Trump could ever win. But he did, and now must be pushed out by any means necessary, including massive election fraud. This is God's enemy, which means that if we're with God, then we've nothing to worry about. God's will prevail regardless of anything the global aristocracy and their demonic overlords can concoct. Our task as God's people is simply to advance God's agenda as he leads, to remain faithful, pray, repenting for any and all sin, and seek his face. At our current juncture, to ask him for wisdom. Taking young King Solomon as our example, who humbly asked for wisdom rather than any personal benefits, and that wisdom appeared whenever needed. But Solomon didn't apply his wisdom to his own life, sinning against God by worshiping at the high places, marrying foreign wives for political gain, and, as a consequence, worshiping the idols themselves to please his wives, utterly forsaking God. I think you know where to follow his example and where not to. Just as Paul scolded the Galatians for so quickly accepting the sinful demands of people insisting that following the old Jewish laws were essential, thus negating the finished work of Christ Jesus on the cross and ignoring Holy Spirit's guidance, so too we must never attempt to accomplish God's will by human natural means. The natural way for Abraham that he took was to birth a son through Hagar, Ishmael. God's spiritual way was to wait for what seemed impossible, that barren, way too old Sarah would miraculously give birth. So we need just ask God for wisdom as you pray, waiting for his glory to be revealed. As if we needed more confirmation, we just celebrated the most miraculous human birth of all, of the Virgin Mary giving birth to Christ Jesus, the Savior, King of the world. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for the example that you've provided in King Solomon, who humbly asked you for wisdom and nothing else. May we too also ask you for wisdom individually so we know how to live and act in these confusing days while we wait with faith for your glory to be revealed in this new upcoming year, 2021. Keep us faithful, dear Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.